Shut up, you fucking slut. I hate that slut.
Mr.
Actually,
Brown
I've
Snake.
how are you, mate? Eggplant Frank.
I am good, thank you. I'm very good.
I've had a few people say you can't interview an Australian. We'll need subtitles. Like you can't understand them.
Yeah, I already thought that might be the case, you know.
Well, can
I
you talk
think.
more English or American? Have you got an international accent?
Fuck 'em.
Not
We've got
all.
to
I got a
deal with
fuck
their
all.
accents. So,
I suppose. And
yeah,
someone said
we
they
do
thought
enough.
you spoke like a New Zealander in one of your videos.
Hey, that's just insulting.
It is a little bit, isn't it? Maybe that was
I
the
love how the Maori speak, how the inflection gets really high at the end, you know?
What do you mean,
Oh,
bro?
make sure you have a good day, bro.
Fucking yeah, but isn't that more like yeah? It's actual Maoris, not like white New Zealanders, or do they do it too?
No, I think it's mainly the Maoris. But we got enough bloody
Once
Kiwis
they
in
were
Sydney.
warriors, you know.
Yeah, once. Cook me some eggs.
Jake the Moose. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Do you
Yeah, I
like
haven't
it?
seen that for a while.
Nah, mate. You got to watch the classics. I just watched a couple of nights ago. I watched Black Hawk Down again. I watched Chopper again. I fucking
Yeah,
hate new
well,
movies. Just shit.
look, I'm not a big movie guy. I don't know. Fiction doesn't really do it for me, but you know, I like the classics, but I'm not going to go to the fucking movie theater and sit down for 2 hours
Like an
and watch
arsehole.
something. Exactly.
It does hurt your arsehole. I get a sore bum from the seats.
Yeah, but you're about 75 years old.
I'm 52, mate. I'm
Okay, going
52.
on 70.
How old are you? You're mid 40s?
Nah, haven't even cracked 40 yet.
You're only a kid.
That's right.
What, late 30s?
Yeah, late 30s.
Fuck. Well, I can't imagine. One of my daughters is pregnant, and I just went to a shit out of gender reveal on the weekend, and spoiler alert, it's going to be a boy. But I'm going to be a grandparent soon, so
Wow, congratulations.
I think thank you. But
Gender reveal.
I know I've never been to one before. I thought this is shit, stupid. But this is going to sound a bit gay. But watching my daughter and her partner get so excited, and I felt genuine emotion, which is pretty rare. And I was like, "What the fuck? What's happening to me?"
There you go. So how did they do it? How did they do the gender reveal?
Oh, they just had these like canister things and they pulled it and it came out blue, you know? And the
Okay.
partner Thomas,
So
he's a good egg and he's like, yes, he was so happy.
it wasn't full on Tari Bogan, like, you know, ripping a burnout and the smoke colour coming off the tires.
It was pretty bargain. But though it was just everyone was drinking and chilling at the beach on the headland there. Out of Crowdy.
Beautiful.
Crowdy south side,
Beautiful.
not
The
north
weather's been
side.
cracking, mate.
I tell you, mate, I'm getting old. That's what I drew from it, though. Grandparents.
Yeah, I don't know what it's been
Anyway,
like up at Taree, but the weather's been cracking here, mate. Fucking, you
no,
know,
it's no good,
mid
mate.
20
It's
degrees,
yeah, but my
no
lawn's
clouds,
getting drier.
sunshine.
My lawn's getting like hay. It's really dry at the moment. I was out there today, and I was like, this is stressful.
Oh, fuck, I could only imagine.
I know.
Have you thought about watering it?
I did today, but I got some fertilizer I want to put on, and I don't want to burn the grass. So I'm trying to wait for a bit of a wet patch. I don't know, mate. The stress I'm under, you wouldn't be able to comprehend it.
No, absolutely not. Lawn
Also,
care is it's serious business.
it is. And I was out the backyard today watering the chocos, and the spotted gums are losing all their bark. And
Yep.
I've got a touch of OCD, and I spent an hour hosing the bark off to make it neat. And it was doing my head in. I had to
Yeah,
just
okay,
walk away.
that's a bit extreme.
Are you judging me?
A little.
Fair enough. Hey, what'd you have for dinner?
Veal schnitzel.
Feel snitty.
It was very good.
Yeah. Did you make it yourself?
Home cooked. Nah, the in-laws.
Oh, the outlaws. We had rissoles and veggies.
Oh, rissoles.
Yeah, like the castle, mate.
What do you call these, love?
Exactly. But they're rissoles, Daryl. Oh,
yeah, but
it's a
it's
great
what you
movie.
do with them.
It's
I think we've already lost half the audience.
I don't care. I don't have an audience, really. I've got like 50 people. But in America, they don't have rissoles. They've just got meatballs. No rissoles.
Yeah, look, I don't know. They're food shit. Like, I look at half the stuff that gets posted. It's like, bloody hell, that's like just fatty and heavy and... I don't know where they went wrong.
It's very carb heavy. Their cheese is artificially yellow. And they're very narrow-minded, as if they've got this long sense of food history when they really don't. And maybe you should be a bit more open-minded.
Their food history is the deep fryer.
And cheese.
Yeah. And there's yellow. That guy, Eye in the Sky, far out. He did my head in just with that dog shit food that his wife served up that he thought was brilliant.
Big Red. I think because he's Italian. You know, the Italians, they love the... he was obsessed that you couldn't butter bread. If you butter bread, it's shit bread, which I don't agree. I love butter on fresh bread. It's delicious. Get fucked. Also, they love the tomato sauces. Like,
yeah,
I'm not a big fan of the acidic tomato sauce. I think it's overrated. And as I said to Emilio, you know Emilio on Twitter the other day, I said, the Italians conquered the fucking world. The Romans conquered the known world. And tomatoes didn't come to Europe until the 1500s. So you didn't need tomatoes then. You don't need them now.
Yeah, you're not a tomato sauce fan, are you?
No, I like a fresh tomato. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a savage. Bit of salt, fantastic. But, you know, the sauce, it's just lazy.
Yeah, that's fine. Their salads are like bloody, you know, a few bits of lettuce and something else and then bloody 10 gallons of some mayonnaise-looking salad dressing.
Like ranch.
Yeah, I don't know, ranch, yeah.
And the hatred of pineapple on pizza? Where do you stand on that?
Yeah. Mate, love a ham and pineapple pizza.
It's Hawaiian.
It's a simple pleasure.
It is. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
No, it's salty and sweet. What wouldn't you like about that? And then the beetroot. Like, we have sliced beetroot on a hamburger. Everyone has sliced beetroot on a hamburger.
That's right. That's talk to an American about it. It doesn't have sliced beetroot.
Right. It's just a beautiful little bit of Europe we've added.
But, see, I don't think they understand beetroot, like that it's actually the beetroot we use. It's not just, you know, pull it out of the ground and cook it. It's pickled. Like it's in a vinegar type brine. So it's got that tanginess, a bit like a pickle.
Yeah, like a pickle's a cucumber, really, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So
maybe we need to go on an education tour and tour the United States trying to help these people. Bring a bit of culture to their life.
Yeah, I'd love to go back.
I haven't been since 1982. I was 12 years old. When did you last go?
2005.
All right. So, where'd you go?
It's 20 years ago.
Was that for work or holiday?
Fuck. Holiday. Can't even remember. I went with family. And I don't.
East Coast or West Coast?
We ended up in New Mexico. West Coast, South. We ended up in bloody New Mexico because that's when we were going to New Orleans, but Hurricane Katrina hit.
New Orleans.
And bloody destroyed New Orleans. So we get to go to bloody Albuquerque, New Mexico instead.
Oh, did you see Very Good Kelly?
But that was actually... No, I'm glad I didn't. She's a fuckwit.
No, I like her.
I don't know. Just the attitude. She's one of the very few people I've got blocked. Just what? Too much attitude.
I like a sassy broad.
Yeah, that's not my cup of tea.
What is your cup of tea, Frank?
my cup of tea.
Not my
Yeah,
cup of
I just
tea.
don't need the sassiness. I like a down to earth woman, you know.
Well,
My wife's great.
I think because I'm Bogan, I like a smart ass woman, you know, that speaks their mind. I think it's funny. I enjoy it. I like them to push back. I think it's good. I don't want some oriental, downtrodden, submissive woman. Hey, that's
No,
just you,
no,
mate.
neither do I.
No,
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 but no, I think there's a happy medium.
I don't know, mate. I don't know. Twitter's for fucking smart asses, and that's what I enjoy. Now I'm going to start the fucking podcast.
Yeah,
let me
being
do the intro.
Smart ass on there.
Last time I did the intro about 2 hours in, it was a disaster. So welcome back to the Brown Snake interview series. This week, my guest is my first ever fellow Australian, Eggplant Frank. Welcome, Frank.
Thank you, Mr. Brown Snake. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's really good to hear an Australian voice, to be honest. I really like it. I want to ask you first, why are you called Eggplant Frank? I thought you were mocking Frank Pellegrino, but you say no.
No, no, just, well, I don't know where I got the eggplant bit, but there was a guy I knew up at the pub, and for ages he thought my name was Frank. And he just kept calling me Frank, and then other people started calling me Frank. So a lot of people just know me as Frank, so I thought, oh, yeah, that'll do.
Fuck it, you're Frank.
Added the egg, yeah. And then added my profile picture, good old More Chili from the slots.
Yeah.
Love that machine.
Yeah, never loved it. You know, I'm a bit up more old-fashioned, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I said on Twitter, you know, you've still got machines from the 80s where you live.
Not really, no. I can't find the Queen of the Nile anywhere now. It's a real search. You've got to go to a really old bolo somewhere, you know.
Yeah, that's got bloody three machines tucked in a corner.
Yeah, that's what I like. That's my pace now, mate. What area are you seeing?
Yeah, well, you're semi-retarded.
Yeah, I'm 52, mate. You don't work in your 50s. That's just ridiculous. What area of Sydney did you grow up in? Are you Sydney born and bred?
Yeah, Sydney born and bred.
What part?
Grew up in a place called Ryde, which is sort of a little bit in the burbs.
Isn't
But
that
then for the last,
like upper middle class, what'd you call that?
Yeah, it's very Asian area now. It'd be, you know, 95% either Korean or Chinese.
Really?
But you get some great food there.
Gee, you wouldn't want to have a dog, would you?
No, definitely not. But
no.
Last 15 years, I've lived in the inner west of Sydney, a place called Balmain.
So what rugby league side do you go for?
Brisbane Broncos, mate.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I know. It's
why?
Yeah.
Why do you want to be a wanker?
Well, firstly, I support New South Wales, so don't get me wrong here.
Yeah, right.
When I was a kid, I played AFL as a kid from when I was like 7 through to 18.
I'm so
sorry. I didn't know anything about rugby league. Fuck off. When I was about, I don't know, 7 or 8, my best mate's like, oh, who do you follow in the rugby league? I'm like, I don't know. And he was from Brisbane and followed the Broncos, and that's when they first started. So I've followed them ever since.
So who's your favourite Bronco? Darren Lockyer? Alfie?
Oh, Alfie's definitely up there. I like some of the older players as well. Steve
Julian
Roof.
O'Neill. Oh, the Pearl.
Yeah. Bloody hell. I can't even think more recently. I hate Ben Hunt. I'll tell you that much. Ever since he dropped the 2017 grand final against the North Queensland Cowboys.
I'll never forget. He's a good player, though. For now he's with St. George, of course.
He is.
I felt sorry for him.
Yeah, you remember that? Going at Golden Point kickoff.
You know the song,
right,
have you
the
heard of the
post
song
fucking drops it.
JT by Boing Boing?
No, I have not.
It's the best fucking song I've ever heard. So I'll send you the link later. But it's about that game and the grand final. Oh, it's a fucking good song. Anyway.
I hate JT. I hate JT. I hate his stupid laugh. I hate his big smile.
And the his big smile. What a fucking dick.
No, mate. He caused me so much heartbreak over the years with North Queensland and with Queensland. Just no.
Well, fair enough.
Hate him.
Now, your wife was a Coogee Beach girl. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. She grew up there.
And you know, when I lived in Sydney, I lived at 213 Carrington Road, which apparently is just around the corner from your missus's parents or something, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, that's right. I think we worked out that you were almost neighbours on the back fence.
Definitely a stone throw away.
Yeah.
But can you surf? Did you ever surf growing up?
No, I didn't surf. I can body surf.
Oh, everyone can body surf. You only body surf now. I'm old. I'm super old. So it's just body surfing now and simplicity. Coogee's changed a lot, though, dude. It's really like I was there in 1990, 91. It was pretty sleepy sort of place. And now it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, early 2000s was what good. Happened? But then just more and more backpackers, fucking Irish.
Yeah.
Irish backpackers just took over. And, yeah, I don't know. It's just got too busy. You couldn't, like, there were some days I'd drive to my missus' parents' house and couldn't even get a park, like, within, like, 500 metres of their house.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, I thought you'd sound more like a, like, you live in Sydney, so you think it's fair to say, you know, you city blokes are all effeminate homosexual types. But you don't sound that way.
No, I'm just a pretty ordinary Aussie bloke.
Yeah, I thought you'd be more...
I was getting my hands dirty today.
How so?
Had to swap out or change the bloody fuel pump and filter assembly in an older Subaru.
Whose car is that?
So that was a fun job. It's mine. Inherited it from my brother-in-law who pissed off overseas.
Lazy. I seen on your Twitter you had a Datsun Stanza, a green Datsun Stanza. What was that?
That's right. I just bought that from up near your way, near Foster.
Really? Full of rust?
No, zero rust. It's beautiful. That's why I bought it. So,
what are you going to do?
I've got a Stanza race car.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's actually a rally car. So I had a spare body shell from that. But do you remember those bushfires that went through up your way maybe 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, my whole town was cut off for 3 days, mate.
Yeah, so I had a spare body shell at a mate's house west of Taree. And the fire went through there and just destroyed it. So I'd been on the lookout for another one.
Oh, since right. And ironically, you found it nearby.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just going to get it on the historic registration we've got here and drive it around for a while.
Legend. Mate, my second car was a Datsun Sunny, and I fucking love that car. Great car.
Mate, the old Dattos are beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, they really are. Well, they were. Growing up, what the equivalent now be Hyundai i30s or something, I suppose.
Yeah, but all the new cars are so good now. Like, they're just boring. Boring to drive.
I don't know.
They never break down.
My car's pretty old.
Yeah, what's that, an old Magna? V6 yeah. Magna?
Yeah. It's the executive, though, mate. No scum here. Yeah, the 3.5.
The executive without power windows.
I don't want power windows. That's how you drown in the rivers, mate. Did you learn nothing from the flights?
Isn't it funny that... But doesn't the executive version, when you assume that, would have power windows?
If you want to die, you get your power windows.
Hmm.
It's got alloy wheels. You know?
Yeah, it sure does. And it's got a great patina on it.
Yeah, well, you know, the South Australian paint jobs weren't that good.
Do you even bother locking it at night?
At night I do, yeah. They're more for kids taking it on a joyride. But if I go to Bunnings, I'll leave the keys to ignition, just walk in, windows down. Couldn't give two fucks. But
yeah, my brother-in-law was living in Broome for a while, and he had some shitbox car. And he kept getting broken into, so he'd just leave it unlocked with the windows down at night, so that if anyone wanted to go in and rummage through for change, they could without buggering the locks or smashing the windows.
Exactly. But no one wants to steal my car. Like, I don't understand it, Frank. It's a beautiful car.
Oh, I don't, it's, you know, disagree with you. Some people just don't have very good taste.
Well, I think a lot of people need to have that showy prove yourself with something new sort of thing. Or they fear breakdowns, I guess. But, you know, I don't care about that stuff at all.
No, cars are a money pit.
Yeah, well, I've bought a new drive pulley. In the last 3 years, that's all I've bought, and it was $60. And that's, I've do an oil change every 3 years. That's all I spend. Nothing else. So it runs on fucking nothing.
Do you do the oil change yourself?
Yeah.
Good man.
But I think every 3 years is plenty, right?
Oh, yeah. 3 years, 30,000 Ks. Sounds that's fine to me.
That's exactly right. And the timing chain, they say do it every 100,000, and it's been about 180 since I last did it. And I'm like, fuck it, when it goes, it's too much investment.
Yeah, well, when it goes, yeah, agreed. But it will, yeah. That's game over when the timing, I don't know if you've got a timing belt or chain, when it goes.
Yeah, it's a chain, but I think just let it go. Just flick a match in it and walk away.
Yeah, it probably about time it, you know, moved on to a new life, a better place.
But I'm very stressed because then I'm going to have to look at getting another vehicle, and I'm like, I don't want the beeping. The beeping drives me crazy. My wife's car, she's got a Mazda CX-9. Fucking beeps if you don't have a seatbelt on. Beeps when you reverse. Beep, 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 beep. Drives me crazy, man.
No, I feel you there.
What do you do?
Drive an old shitbox.
I guess I'll just keep doing that. I notice on the Twitter, many times you have coloured thongs, or what the Americans would call flip-flops. How can you wear that? Is that because you're younger than me and you've got a more flamboyant sense of style, where I'm a bit more of an old fuddy-duddy?
I think I like to do it to piss people off.
Yeah, you've got a bit of troll in you, haven't you?
Yeah, go up to the local pub. You know, all the old blokes are like, what the fuck are those thongs?
Yeah, I'd so be like
that's
that.
That's half the fun of it, really.
I'd enjoy that fun. But you don't do, like, colourful shirts. You've got very, you know, black or white, basic. You're a mess.
Yeah, black or white. I've got a few pairs of pants.
Do you wear jewellery?
The only jewellery I will wear is a watch.
Gay.
And, oh, I've got some nice watches.
Why?
I don't always wear them.
Defend it.
Well, I bought them when I got significant promotions at work.
Right.
So that's why I've got two nice ones.
So you bought yourself a little treat, did you, son?
Yeah, exactly. Nice, you know, marking on one more step up the corporate ladder.
Yeah, I'm just not about it. I don't know. I'd just rather put money in the bank or something. I'm very boring.
Yeah, but watches, come on, watches have a use. Like,
no, they don't.
If you want to check the time, no, you can just, you turn your wrist, bang, you know the time.
Mate, what are you everyone's do? Got their pull mobile phone with them 24/7. You know exactly the fucking time. The time's all around you. You know the time. You don't need a watch. Yeah, I don't have a watch. I haven't had a watch in about 20 years. I don't need a watch.
You're wrong. What if your hands are full and you're carrying stuff and you want to quickly know the time? You don't have a free hand to pull your fucking phone out. You just turn your wrist and go, oh, it's 8:55 p.m.
I don't need that level of accuracy, you know. I'll look at the time, you know, and I go, oh, that was probably half an hour ago. It don't matter. I am semi-retired. Fuck it.
Yeah, but you're retired. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm thinking about going back to work next year because I'm just getting bored. Too much.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of jobs out there, so.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. I'll think about it. I don't want to pressure myself in any. I'll do it midway next year. I'm going to make a decision.
Yeah, right. But no, I'll defend watches, so.
Well, I judge you for it. And also on Twitter another time, I think we were talking about how you believe if you don't set the knife correctly, you can't use it because you can't just turn the fucking knife. And you cut a dog turd in your backyard with one of your knives. What did you do with that knife? What did you do with that knife afterwards?
Well, I rinsed it. I put it in the dishwasher.
No.
And it went back into circulation.
No. I couldn't do that. That's fucking chaos.
All my cutlery's matching, so you're never going to know which knife it was.
Then I couldn't use any of them. I don't want to eat no dog shit.
You can't even place them properly. I think there's something to be said about setting a table properly.
I deliberately do it incorrectly to annoy people. That's the whole part of being on Twitter, is to annoy people like you and your flamboyant thongs. It's just trolling 101.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I got you.
Yeah, I do. I don't like it. I like order.
I do like annoying people.
Do you think that's part of being Australian?
Definitely. I do. And I think
annoying people.
Yeah, you grow up taking the piss out of each other, constantly trash talking each other, and you end up being pretty thick skinned. And it's funny to get the reaction. You don't often get a reaction from Australian men or older Australian men because they're pretty well rounded in the.
Oh, but it's brilliant when you say, if you're with a group of mates, if you manage to push someone to breaking point.
Exactly.
Where they actually, that's the best. Where they snap.
And you'll.
They fucking call you every name under the sun. They call you
assholes.
They put their drink down, storm out of the pub, say they're never going to speak to you again.
Nah, my mates just laugh.
You catch up the next night.
No, they'll be like, fuck, man, that was pretty good. Like, they respect the game. You gotta have a laugh.
But I think it is definitely part of being Australian is having a laugh and being annoying. Like, my one is always just when you see someone, your mate doesn't like, you're like, oh, there's your mate.
Exactly. Or some girl that they hate, you go, oh, remember when you fucked her that night? And they're like, fuck off, I fucking did. And that's too easy. It's too easy, mate. But I think that's part of also being Australian is we like to, whether you call it tall poppy syndrome, or we don't like braggers or people who big note themselves. And that's a part of American culture that I find difficult. Like, people like some D-grade comedian talks himself up as if he's some comedy expert. That does tend to run.
Yeah, like Gino Visconti.
Well, there's many of them. Pat Oates does it. Gino does it.
Stevie Lou does it.
They all do it.
I think I messaged you saying, like, if Gino carried on the way he does in an Australian pub, or particularly in an Australian country pub, mate.
No, it wouldn't work. But he's an inner city guy. Because he's Italian, maybe you give him a slide. I don't know.
Nah, I reckon it wouldn't take long before someone had a few words to him.
Oh yeah, I think you're right. All right, we'll get to podcast later, though. That's in the part B of this program. What are the most common misconceptions you find Twitter people, international Twitter people, have about Australia?
Well, I think the easy one is the COVID stuff.
Agreed. Like,
they actually believe that we had these quarantine camps that you had to go to, or that, people were getting locked up because they were breaking curfew or...
Yeah. I think that's the number one for me. I gave up. I disagree with everyone after a while. I'm like, you try and patiently explain it, and then you're like, yeah, no, it's the camps, man. Just fucking give up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it just didn't happen.
No,
and
it
then,
didn't.
You know, a few of the right wing American guys, I think some of the Gavin McGuinnesses and type stuff latched onto it and said it like it was truth, and all these idiots believed it. Because I actually think in Australia, our COVID restrictions ended sooner than in the US.
Well, I think it's a state by state approach in the US. Like Florida were pretty open.
Oh, they were the whole time. But if you look at New York or California.
Yeah, I don't know is the answer because I don't care. But I mean, there is. I
But no
didn't
one
like
gives a fuck anymore.
the COVID restrictions at all. Like, I didn't like it. I think it should be a free will sort of thing. I'm pretty libertarian sort of fella. It annoys me, and they were wrong about a lot of stuff, like forcing the
Yeah,
vaccine
they were.
on young people seems pretty retarded to me.
Yeah, but again, I don't think most Aussies really care that much. It's like, all right, fuck it, yeah. Give me the vaccine, whatever. I'll
I think
move on.
Australians, you should naturally hate authority. Like it's in our DNA to don't fucking tell me what to do, cunt. I just can't help it, you know. It's like let people do what they want. Unless they're hurting someone, leave them alone.
Exactly. Well, I think Tim Dillon summarized it well when we were in lockdown. He said, oh, fucking Aussies, they just want to get drunk in their backyard and barbecue. So
And
the lockdowns
Macca's.
don't make that much of a difference.
Did you listen to his show about when he come to Australia? It's pretty
Yeah,
good.
yeah.
Fuck, he's funny, and
It
he
was good.
how we
It
all
made
love our
him. I didn't
Macca's.
really like him at first.
No, I love
I
him.
didn't like him that much at first. And he grew on me. But then it was after those episodes he did when he was in Australia. That's when I really liked him.
No,
And just
he's
the
pretty fucking
image
funny,
of him
man.
almost drowning at Bondi Beach was fucking, yeah.
Yeah, I would
That
have loved to
made me
see that.
laugh. Just this
And they
fucking
pushed out of
fat.
of going scuba diving. They chickened out.
Yeah. Well, that's getting on to another misconception. The
Sharks.
animals.
We're all
Yeah, little
gonna die.
sharks or snakes or spiders, like, they're all harmless. Like, they're more scared of us than us
Well,
of them.
that's not exactly true. They're not all harmless. Like
Okay, yeah.
I live in fear of brown snakes because they're pretty fucking deadly around here. And they are here. And you gotta be careful for your you worry for your kids more than anything. Or your
Yeah, all
dog.
your dogs.
But we got a lot of black snakes. I don't worry about black snakes. They actually are a good snake, even though they're poisonous, because they keep the brown snakes away. But I'll still kill the cunts. I'm not a big
Yeah, but
snake
if you
guy.
see one, you just
If he
leave
comes
it.
on my property, he's dead.
All right, that's pretty extreme.
Is it? Is it, Frank? Is it? I have a
Well,
no
don't
snake
they
policy.
fucking.
What are you going to
Or
do?
is it
Fuck
only a
it?
one snake policy?
Mate, what would
Am I
you
getting,
do?
are you getting an echo?
No.
All right, just me. I don't know. Leave them be. They eat the fucking mice and rats and.
What about your little
Oh,
kid goes out and plays and he picks up a fucking snake? You can't have that, mate.
yeah, that. No, you could, that's true.
Like
That's when I think the shovel gets involved.
yeah, exactly. Even though it's illegal. So I wouldn't do that. But in theory, you'd kill it.
Yeah, absolutely. But like the chance of being eaten by a bloody shark, small.
Very small,
Spiders, eh.
especially if you're just body surfing. Like if you're out deep or you're a diver or whatever, and you've got blood in the water, you're sort of playing with fire a bit, or you're crack of dawn or dusk maybe out deep.
Exactly. You don't go dawn or dusk, or if the water's murky because it's been raining recently.
Yeah.
It's pretty, you got to kind of go out of your way to get eaten by a shark.
No, you're right. But people fear it, mate.
And what about spiders? Like, what do you do if you've got like a huntsman just sitting up in the corner of your ceiling?
I kill the cunt.
Is he welcome?
No, he's dead.
What do you do to you?
Nothing. I don't have a problem with him personally, but my wife's so scared. Like, she will have a freak out. So I'll just kill it. Be a good husband. Who gives a shit? If I didn't have a wife,
Yeah.
if say I was say happy, I wouldn't care. You're right. It wouldn't bother me at all. But
They
it
eat a
is what
few
it is.
flies, you know, they might move around a bit.
Let's just leave him alone. But I wouldn't want a redback in there because my mate got bit by a redback on his dick. It was the whole situation. He had his underwear on the clothesline. He just put it straight on, and his dick grew up like a cricket ball on the knob of it. It's pretty funny. Good story.
This is sounding no that there's more to that story.
That's 100% truth.
Was he trying to fuck like a tree or something?
Nah, he's just one of them. He's Jimmy the plumber, good mate of mine, and he just, you know, he don't do washing once a week. He's single. His wife left him, fucking bitch. He went and just got his undies straight off the line to put them on. Got bit. Worked out later it was a spider and it was a redback, and his dick blew up, and he was telling us, and of course we're just laughing and laughing because it is pretty funny. What are the odds?
Yeah, well, it's better than a bloody one of those white-tailed spiders that give you a bloody flesh-eating wound. That wouldn't be that good on the end of your Johnson.
Well, I got bit on the hand by a spider when I was cleaning, like, where these metal bars that were hard to get behind at work, back when I did work, and I was cleaning all the spider webs and shit behind it, and I got bit, and I left it for a couple of days, and my hand just kept blowing up and up and up. And eventually I had to go to hospital, and they said it's got some bacteria in it, and they had to give me special antibiotics. That's when I learned spiders are kind of cunts. But I don't know. I don't even know what it was.
Oh, well, you're still here now.
Yeah, and I feel better for it. Speaking of COVID.
So I'm trying to think of other misconceptions. I think the food one is a big misconception. Like, our food's fantastic here.
It is, but I like to try and imagine that our meat, it isn't. It's more fun.
Yeah, like our meat is great. We got fresh produce.
It's amazing. And we've got a lot of cultures that we've opened up to that have good food. We've taken the best of everything.
Yeah, like, I'm sure even in your bumfuck town, you could get some Thai food, Indian, Chinese. Yeah, you probably even have a Korean.
And it's good.
Do you have a Korean barbecue?
No.
That'll come.
I went to South Korea in the 80s, and everyone spat on the street. It was really annoying. Just walking around spitting. Look at these spitting motherfuckers. And all the taxis.
Do you know any South Koreans?
No. Do you?
They're wild. I've got a South Korean mate. Yeah, I've got a guy I worked with. He's born in South Korea and now lives here. God, they love to drink. They love to drink and they love brothels.
What's your policy on prostitution? Do you go to the prostitutes ever?
Oh, look, it's not something I do. I've got a wife, but I've got no problem with it.
I've never been.
You've got an itch.
I've never been.
Well, I haven't either. I haven't, but look.
Oh, here we go.
I found myself single.
You're winding back the clock. You're like, no, not me, mate, but I don't judge.
No.
It's fucking weird.
If I was single, I'd jump straight in there.
Would you? I can't suspend reality. That's why I can't enjoy, you know, those super, what do you call them, superhero movies or fantasy movies. I can't suspend reality. Exactly. I can't suspend reality, right? So the whole point of being with a woman, you want her to be hot for you and be up for it. And you know she's acting. So I couldn't, I don't think, suspend reality and believe that she's into me. That's where I go all wrong.
Well, she's not.
Exactly. That's the problem. It'd do my head in. I can't just not think about it. I'm out.
Well, at least prostitution's legal here, unlike many places in the US, that backwards country.
I think it'd be legal, or it'd be like marijuana here. You know, they say, oh, well, we've got legal marijuana, but we essentially do in the sense it's not really enforced. So they wouldn't be arresting people for prostitution, would they?
I don't know. Should ask Gil Bravo.
Well, he seems to partake.
He goes, yeah, he does.
Rub and tug and all that.
Yeah. I am getting an echo on my end. Will your shitty producer fix this?
Fake Neil.
Yeah, they can't even upload the right episode.
He's a great man. Idiot. He's a great Irishman.
Oh, Irishman. Yeah, no, the Irish are good. Irish, Scottish.
Yeah,
they like to drink.
They're good
They
people.
love the pub.
And they live life right. Though I'm not a big potato guy, but I don't want to get distracted. The potato to Ireland is what the tomato is to Italy. It's imported from South America, you know, in around the 15, 1600s, and they've just grabbed onto it. But it's pretty new, really. Calm down.
Yeah, potatoes, they're good, but not that good.
Nah, exactly. Don't make your whole culture about it, you fucking fuckwits. Do you have any tattoos?
Nah, not one.
Yeah, me neither.
They're stupid.
Well, I don't have a problem with them, but
tough
I just
stickers.
You know what I'm like? I overthink shit, and I just can't not think anything stupid. So even though it's could be the coolest fucking quote or whatever, I can't think of one fucking thing that isn't just ridiculous. So I just can't do it.
Yeah, I look at someone like Jim Stansel and his shitty tattoos.
He's got like a giant
money for?
Bird, or it looks like a chicken laying an egg or something on his chest, and a fish on his arm, I think.
Yeah,
not
it's
good.
Pretty bad.
No, it is bad. Yeah, it certainly confirms my view that better not to bother. And
I thought you were confirming views on Jim Stansel.
Well, there's a lot of views about that boy, like whether his sexuality is always in question because he hasn't really moved on from his fiancée years ago. He's sort of stuck.
Yeah, and I really question these trips he takes overseas to these,
Are you
countries
suggesting
with...
sex tourism?
Yes, I am. Without any females involved.
Right. I don't get that vibe with Jimmy. I just think he's a shy sort of, he likes girls, but he just fucking trips over himself.
Well, I guess we'll find out one day.
I hope he comes to visit us one day.
Yeah, well, he's been talking it up, so.
We'll see. A lot of people
talk.
He
was welcome. He was welcome in my house.
In the eggplant house.
I've got a lot of time for. Yeah, I've got a lot of time for Jim Stansel.
No, he's a good egg, but I'm worried about his colouring, like whether he can stand that dog shit stained fucking knife of yours.
Oh, Jesus.
If I ever come to your house, I'm bringing plastic cutlery. That's all I'm going to say.
I've got cutlery that's different. I'll just give you a steak knife for whatever I'm eating.
Yeah, thanks, mate. You know, I can't get out of my head. All right, what's tougher, American football or rugby league?
Rugby league. It's not even close. Like all the padding they wear, just
the helmets.
Yeah.
But
no.
I used to think that, but to a degree I can see that because of the helmets and the padding, they launch themselves like a weapon. So maybe it's more similar than what I think.
That's true. That's true. Although I know you're a big rugby league guy, but I also played rugby union as a kid. And
yeah, because you're from
that's
Rye.
A vicious
you're a
game.
You're an elitist.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
I didn't go to a private school. I played against them. But when you're on the bottom of a ruck and you've just got people just raking you with their studs, that's not a lot of fun.
No.
One time I really lashed out on the footy field is I was at the bottom of the ruck and all of a sudden I felt this hand go to my nuts and I've punched the hand. I've got up and the bloke's on the ground kind of like on all fours. He was one of the forwards, a fat bloke. And before he got up, I just kicked him as hard as I could right in the ribs. And thankfully, the referee didn't see it.
Oh, mate. Job done. It could have been an accident.
Yeah. Oh, no. He was going for the old squirrel grip.
You do have big balls, Frank.
I do. All balls.
Big bull. Strong like bull. I had a funny thing. Yesterday, I had a pass return. I had to send a Parramatta Eels. I don't know why, but Teamster Tim loves the idea of the Parramatta Eels. He thinks it's funny. So he wanted me to send him a cap with their logo and shit on it, which I did. And I just got it sent back to me, and Australia Post had this sticker on it said, "Return due to COVID restrictions." I've literally got it sitting right in front of me. I'm like, what the fuck? Maybe I've got to pay more and go Express.
They're a terrible football team.
The Eels? I hate them.
Yeah. So do I. I was lucky. I dodged a bullet. I almost, so my other best mate when I was young was a mad Parrot Eels fan. So thankfully I went to the Broncos and not the Eels.
No, mate, the Broncos are fucked. Seriously, that's shameful shit.
But I do, because now I live in Balmain, love the Balmain Tigers, West Tigers.
Yeah, well, they're so dominant in the league.
Is it? I'm just glad they're not my first team, but yeah, you wouldn't want to be at the pub and not barrack for them around here.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good. It's nice to hear. I don't hate the Tigers. They're a real proper old school rugby league club. What about cricket? Do you follow cricket?
You're absolutely love my cricket.
I don't really like the T20. I just like the proper cricket.
Yeah, look, the T20, it annoys me only because the game can be over in the first five overs. Like, if the team batting first loses three or four quick wickets,
yeah,
well, they're pretty much fucked and the game's over. At least in a 50-over game, you can kind of rebuild.
But even so, what I like about cricket is that immense concentration over a long period of time, how you can set a batsman up with balls, you know, off stump, and then you change it with pace or movement, you know, there's more strategy.
Well, absolutely. Like, that's where, again, Americans don't get it.
They don't have to get it.
I think it's too complicated for them. But Warnie was the best, you know. He'd have like a 2-3-over plan on how to set up a particular batsman where it was all coming down to one ball that he had to fucking land on a dime. And if he got that right, then the person was fucked.
Yeah, because in baseball, the ball doesn't hit the ground. So it's going directly in the air. And obviously, you've got curveballs and fastballs and whatever the fuck they have. But the cricket ball bounces off the ground and it's got a seam which sticks up, and that promotes movement. And if you hit that seam, it bounces more or moves to the left or right. So it's got more variables.
It's fucking absolutely. I love my test cricket.
Yeah, me too. Well, we got the West Indies on the 30th of November. Perth.
Right. So who will they be playing in Sydney on the 2nd or 3rd of January?
I don't know. I think the West Indies is only a 2 test. Anyway, I shouldn't talk about it because we'd be boring the shit out of everyone. Probably everyone's turned off already. But we'll go off Australian sports, I think. Now, you're a financially successful guy, I think, and you've got experience in the financial industry. What advice do you have for the modern generation of indulged fuckwits who don't like to save and invest young?
Well, that's a loaded question, because obviously the answer is to save and invest young. But advice, I would say, obviously cut out unnecessary expenses.
Like getting food delivered all the time?
Yeah, or getting stupid tattoos.
Or buying,
would obviously be a good way to cut down.
Designer gummy bears and whatever the fuck.
Yeah, fancy new cars, you don't need that. You don't need that.
Watches.
Save your money. Put your money into an index fund.
Or directly into shares.
No. Just put it in an index fund that
tracks
the share market. There's active investing. You can't tell me that you can pick stocks better than the professionals.
100% I can. 100% I can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
I can.
If anything, it's luck.
No, it's not.
You're better off just investing money.
I'm not talking
money
about day trading, Frank. I mean, I can't day trade. I don't have the time or the inclination. But I'm talking about in the crash of 2008, I borrowed 100 grand and added my own money, just whacked the whole fucking lot in to like...
But did you pick your own shares?
100%. Okay, and I made 100% within... Because you're going to make 100% within 12 months. It's just... Going in,
well, maybe you've got a special skill.
No, but I couldn't teach you that.
Very hard.
I just stay out of the market, and if the market, if it's on the front pages, it's collapsing, and it's on the front page, I know it's time to buy. That's as simple as it is. And I stay out of the shitty little stocks. Don't want to know if it's not in the top 50. Fuck off.
Yeah, well, that's not bad advice, but I see a lot of people thinking they can day trade or. They read one article on some shitty little company.
I do understand that that's not possible. There's too many hedging strategies and it's too quick.
There's too many smarter people.
Yeah, and algorithms and shit.
Exactly. You've now got the, you know, the dark pools where, you know, computers are doing all the trading to take advantage of any slight arbitrage opportunity.
Correct. But every now and then, it'll shit the bed, and that's where the fun is.
Yeah, a bit like the property market in Australia now.
Well, that's globally.
So buying property is great. Yeah, so I saw that coming. You know, the writing was on the wall 18 months ago. So I sold my house about 15 months ago, the peak of the market. So I'm just waiting until probably early, mid-next year to rebuy once these interest rates go up. Inflation's up.
I think that's probably the right move. It's timing wise.
There'll be a few fire sales.
I can't
I'm already
wait.
Seeing now where I am. Prices.
I
want
to buy. I want
to
buy another investment.
10 to 20% down.
Ours hasn't moved up here. Hasn't moved. Very disappointing. I want pain. I want blood.
Yeah, I think that Sydney people. So do I. People were overpaying massively.
Yeah, fuck them
in Sydney.
No, you've done well.
And so now it's. Certainly have. So,
all right.
What else? What else do you have for me?
Have you finished your Christmas shopping?
That's a very good question because I'm normally terrible at this and leave it all to the last minute, and my wife gets really angry at me. So I'm on the front foot now, and I've got, I'd say, at least half of it done.
Yeah, me too.
If
normally,
not more.
I was the same as you. I'd leave my wife to do everything. But because I'm home all the time and around the kids a lot more, I actually know what they want. So it's been good.
Yeah, so I've bought presents for my parents, my sister, my in-laws, you know, just been accumulating stuff over the past month.
I hate getting presents. I can't think of anything I want. Mum said, what do you want? I broke an axe
presents
handle.
Are dumb.
I want an axe handle, a wooden axe handle, and I'll put my old axe head on it. And she goes, that's a ridiculous present. And I said, well, that's the only thing I want is an axe. New axe. Fuck off.
Yeah, grandpa's axe. But yeah, presents are dumb. I don't really like getting presents. It's always something you don't really want or need.
It's always a burden. You've got
to really be thankful. And
you hate it and you got to use it and it's something you don't want. I know what I want.
And it's the worst if it's like if there's some sort of art involved, you know, like, maybe it's a T-shirt or something, design a T-shirt or shirt or, I don't know, some artwork. Just, nah.
I'm too fussy, mate. I'm so fussy.
And if I want something, I just buy it. I've got money.
Exactly. We're not losers.
Absolutely. Well, some people might argue that, but I don't think so.
Well, if you're financially independent, you're not a loser. Like, I don't need money from the government or whatever. So don't judge me, other people. All right, I'm going to do
I think people are a bit too harsh on your feet. Yeah. Oh, ad read. Excellent.
We're hitting the big time. So do your face hairs need shading off? Do you want to feel a deep sense of guilt and shame about being born a man? Gillette has the final solution. At Gillette, We have combined cringingly woke culture and overpriced cheap Chinese plastic shit for today's discerning guy. If you use anything other than Gillette, you are pro-rape. Please shave away your toxic masculinity with Gillette. Gillette, all men are cunts. That's beautiful. We're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. Did they send you that copy themselves?
Yeah, that's verbatim.
Wow, they're getting pretty edgy, aren't they?
They're really leaning into it, aren't they?
Yeah, although half these, those bikes don't even need to shave. They've just got those wispy little bits, you know?
Only shave once a week.
Yeah, but again, you're semi-retarded.
My whole life I've done it. Even when I worked, fuck it. I used to work in Martin Place, yeah, mate. I used to wear a suit every day.
Which building were you cleaning?
Oh, that's gold.
No? No. Were you at the train station?
Hand jobs.
Oh, God.
I always wore a bag of fruit. Can you believe it?
Yeah. I can't. And the best thing that ever happened with COVID is working from home. And that's kind of just, in a lot of situations, phased out the suit in corporate life now.
Well, suits are stupid.
Unless they are stupid, particularly in Australia in summer.
You feel like you're choking. But I did.
Yeah, I don't like wearing ties, but it's just so hot anyway. Like, you're wearing long pants and it might be 40 degrees out.
You're right.
Stupid.
But there is something about going in the city and the beautiful women with the high heels, and they do look really good.
Oh, mate, there's nothing better than the summer in the city.
Exactly.
Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. And then everyone has a few drinks at lunch. I love the vibe.
Yep. I still can't believe that you worked in the city, but there you go. But, yeah, what I was saying is the best thing is it's phased out the suit. Like, a lot of corporates now, the only time you'd wear a suit is if you're meeting a new client or if you're going to a board meeting. Otherwise, it's sort of smart casual to varying degrees.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a whole new world out there. I don't like it.
And I get to work from home the whole time.
That's great. Now, to reference Gino, how many times have you been punched in the face in your life and has it made you a better man?
I've only been clocked like once really proper. And, you know, that made me reflect on things.
Right.
I was at Canberra and I was in the casino and I was walking out of the casino and I wanted a cigarette lighter and I asked some girl if she could give me a cigarette lighter and she was being a bit of a smart ass. So I was being a bit of a smart ass back, but she ended up giving me the lighter and her boyfriend was there who was some fucking army jerk.
Yeah.
And he told me to fuck off. And I said, all right, fair enough, mate. So I started walking away and I got a tap on the shoulder and I turn around and he's just clocked me in the fucking jaw.
That is practically a sucker punch, though.
That actually is, but I didn't go down, but I spat out little bits of teeth where they ground against each other. And, you know, thankfully he got me so cleanly on my cheek that he split it, but it just healed up perfectly. It was like one of those really, really clean cuts.
Did you get stitches?
So, no stitches. You can't even see it anymore. It was only like a split, maybe, I don't know, centimeter and a half. What's that for our American friends? Half an inch?
Don't matter. Fuck them. But the important thing is,
it made me reflect and go, maybe I shouldn't be that much of a smart ass.
When you're alone and you're drunk, you're weak. You think you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof, but you're essentially a little baby because anyone can knock you out when you're drunk, when you're that drunk. You got to be careful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I was real drunk. Thankfully, I've got a bloody tough skull, but, yeah, that's the one time I got properly cracked, and I did think, maybe I shouldn't be such a smart ass.
Yeah, I got knocked out from behind by a bloke he'd had a fight with another guy, and someone broke it up, and I was the next guy he come across, and I was standing at the cab rank on the road, next guy to get the cab, and he roundhouse kicked me from behind, and my back of my head hit, and the back of my head hit the curb, and I was out, and all these dudes that I know were there behind me, and they said they were too scared to get up, and it had nothing to do with me, and I didn't see it coming, so I learned nothing. I just learned that I didn't get dead.
Well, that's the thing as well. Like, my one was an actual sucker punch where I didn't see it coming, as in the bloke tapped me on the shoulder, and as I turned around, he's cracked me. It was with Gino, but Pat Dixon walked straight up to him. He saw him coming. That's not a sucker punch. A sucker punch is when you don't see it coming.
But he wouldn't have expected it. Like, if Pat Dixon walked into a bar and you worked together, you wouldn't expect you're going to get punched in the face. To be fair.
No, but it wouldn't be unexpected given what Gino had been doing.
Yeah, well, Gino thinks everything's funny unless someone does something to him. So it's a bit unless you disrespect him, and then he becomes a bit of a diva.
Well, that's it. Everything's funny until you get punched in the face.
He hasn't handled it well, though. I think he's still pretty upset. It's changed his whole personality.
Yeah, it certainly has. And Kevin's rants on him recently have just been spot on. He's just been, I think Kevin's just been kicking it out of the park recently.
Yeah, he's been really good. But who's winning that war, Gino or Kevin? You think Kevin?
Oh, 100%. It's not even close. Like,
I think Kevin's in his head, and it's making Gino into someone he's not, which is the angry bitter guy. And he can't win against Kevin because Kevin is the master at that.
Yeah, but you got to look, you know, Kevin, he's right. He's right. He's got a wife. He's got kids. He's got responsibilities. It seems like he's just bought a house or something.
Apparently, yeah.
You know, he's got that comedy club with Bob Levy. So he's got other investments going. And Gino's just got fucking Compound Media and Keanu.
What's your Keanu policy?
Oh, I really like her. I think she's great.
Do you think she's on cocaine?
100%.
Is that why she's so skinny now?
Oh, I think she's got an eating disorder, and that's why she's so skinny. But
I hope so.
The cocaine certainly.
I think she looks better.
You know?
I love skinny women. I think it's fantastic. It's one of my peccadillos. I'm a huge fan. But who's hotter, Alex Engelbert or Keanu?
Oh, Jesus. I feel like consistently Keanu is, but I see the odd photo of Alex where she looks great, but sometimes she looks terrible. I feel like Keanu's more consistent.
I think Alex has got a prettier face.
Yeah, I don't know. I just love Keanu's accent as well. I think that's an Aussie thing, just that southern accent. That just does it for me.
No, I don't like it. I think she's a nice girl, but I'm not a big fan of the accent. Too slow. I get bored so quickly. Oh. I've got serious fucking problems. You talk slowly, I lose my shit.
Yeah, well, I'm a weirdo. I'm one of those weirdos that listens to podcasts at, you know, time and a quarter or time and a half.
Oh, you're like Becky.
Yeah, because it's too fucking slow otherwise. And these Americans, they talk real slow.
Yeah, but I often listen to podcasts to go to sleep, so that works.
No, I'm trying to be active. I'm bloody cleaning the house or doing chores.
Yeah, well, you still work like a loser. I got all the time in the world. Is In Hot Water better without Aaron Berg?
I can't say I've watched an episode.
Ever.
Just not my thing. No, I subscribed to Compound Media for a little while when Kevin was on with Burning Bridges.
Well, he's on every Thursday with Kumia.
Yeah, it's not worth the $9. So
it's pretty good.
I've never really watched. But Kevin puts up the clips on YouTube anyway.
Yeah.
So I've never really watched In Hot Water. I liked Aaron. Gino doesn't. Yeah, he just annoys me. just that loud, obnoxious.
I like Gino, yeah. And I like a rant, and I actually didn't like Aaron because I don't like characters, and I used to find the characters annoying, and I could never get into In Hot Water. So I think In Hot Water is better now, that Gino needs to wake up to himself a bit and move on. But yeah, I'm a big rant guy. It's good fun.
Can we pause so I can take a piss and get another beer?
I can't pause. I don't know how to.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll just push through it. I will wrap it up. I'm not very smart. Right. What brought sure, you
can't,
the...
can't we just go quiet and then your shitty producer will fix it up in post?
Yeah, all right.
We're back, mate. Did you miss me?
You took a long time. You pissed slowly.
No, it was a big piss, so... And I had to go to the kitchen, get a couple more beers.
I did a piss. I was fine. You're just mucking around. You might have a problem with your prostate.
Yeah. Or if you shake it more than three times, you're playing with it.
You ever had the finger up the ass, check your prostate?
Not by a doctor.
Because you know there's a blood test, right? PSA, blood test. You don't have to have the finger up the ass.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
So don't let your doctor try and finger you. I won't have it. Fuck off.
You only live once.
No, I don't. You like to try everything once, you say, and I don't believe in that at all.
Yeah. All right, well.
Now, what brought you
into
the world?
Let's get back to the agenda.
What brought you into the comedy podcast world? Like, what was your pathway? Rogan?
Yeah. No, fucking Rogan. Who's got time to listen to a fucking 3-hour podcast?
I used to.
Don't insult me like that.
When I first found podcasts, I was listening to all that sort of shit, but it was too much about the weed, man. It gets annoying. Shut the fuck up with the weed.
Yeah, I hate it now with the weed as well. It's like they've got their gummies and their vapes and their pre-rolled. It's like, what happened to fucking smashing a few cones out of a Gatorade bottle?
I used to love making them.
Oh, absolutely. It was an art form.
So we'd use Orchi bottles and you'd steal a bit of hose from your neighbour and away you go and you go wham, bam, bam, put the shoddy in, your way you're gone.
Make your shoddy.
Bit of tin foil for the cone. Beautiful. Chuck it out. Done. Make a new one. It's fun. I don't know, mate. These kids.
It's like arts and crafts, you know. It's teaching you to be resourceful.
Yeah, and, you know, you see in military movies, they strip down a weapon without looking. I can make a bong like that.
Yeah, I reckon I could too.
Easy peasy. And I haven't smoked since the 90s.
Have you ever thought about getting back into it now you're retired?
I actually have, but as Kevin said on his last podcast, he's got little kids, so do I. So, you know, it has to be at night. Because every day I'm with my kids. Every fucking day we're doing something. We're playing cricket or hanging out. And I don't want to be blazed out like some loser. So
no, the problem is now these bloody roadside drug tests.
Yeah, true. I forgot about that. They do that. I've
the last thing you want is to...
Yeah, you got to drive. Jesus.
Oh, God. Imagine they're doing it all the time around your place.
No public transport up here, mate. Terrific.
Well, they're probably only testing for meth where you live.
Ice, baby. So what was your pathway then? Enlighten me.
Yeah, so mine is different to a lot of people. So I started listening to comedy podcasts, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. And Robert Kelly always claims to be the first, but around the same time, Jim Jefferies and Eddie Ift had a podcast called Talking Shit.
Yeah, right.
So they were actually, they were roommate. They lived in a house together what's that bloody nerdy Google place in California?
San Francisco?
Venice Beach, Venice Beach.
Oh, so that's where
they lived there.
What's his face lives? What's his name?
They lived together and they were both single. And they were just fucking animals. And they called their house the Rape Cottage. So they started this podcast, and it, honestly, it was that fucking funny. And a mate put me onto it. And so that was actually even the first time I heard Brian McCarthy.
Yeah, so you come in through the back door, literally.
So Brian McCarthy was on, like, I don't know, episode 5 of theirs or something, where he told his tranny story.
The gummy bear. That was an frozen awesome gummy podcast. Bear story.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so then I got on to Brian McCarthy interview show, and then Jim Jefferies left the podcast after about 150 or 200 episodes, and Eddie kept it going. And shout out to Eddie Ift. He's relaunching that podcast. He's just doing it right now.
Do you reckon he's still scared of elevators?
Oh, probably. Probably. He's a weird guy. I've met him a couple of times when he's come to Australia.
Have you?
Yeah. He loves Australia. He loves Sydney as well. Because he loves his surfing, man. And his MMA. Not MMA. What is it? CrossFit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway. So I was listening to his podcast, and then he said, he's like, oh, fuck, there's this guy, Kevin Brennan, doing this new podcast called Misery Loves Company. The guy's a fucking idiot. He's like, just insane. You got to listen to it. So then I started listening to it, because all my comedy was the West Coast, like all the LA people.
Oh,
and
right.
Then I got onto that, and then
East Coast rules.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some great stories from the Eddie Ift podcast. Like, the one I love is they had Andy Dick on the podcast, and he got really fucked up, and he just wouldn't leave their house for about 5 days. He was sleeping on their couch, fucked up, and so that, they actually fucking discovered a lot of people. Like, early on, they had like Tiffany Haddish. I don't know if you know Miss Pat.
No,
she's hilarious. Big black woman, once got shot, once got hit by a dump truck. But yeah, that was great. So anyway, that got me onto Misery Loves Company, and I've been a fan ever since. And then when I heard Brian was coming on, I'm like, oh, fucking, this is my two worlds colliding.
So how'd you go when they broke up? Were you upset?
Oh, look, I saw that coming, but I'm a big Brian fan. I wasn't a fan of people not quite trying to dox him, but fucking with his money and that kind of stuff. I'm not a big fan of, but...
No, don't cross into their private life. But yeah,
but their business life. No, but even their business life, you know, where people were trying to get his disabled stuff cancelled and, yeah, not keen on that. But did you listen to the recent MLC? Because apparently Brian's meant to be on next Monday, according to the great...
I think that was a joke. I think they're not quite... Yeah, I think that's going to happen. But Kevin said he doesn't like him sober.
Yeah, but you're not in these gay secret groups, are you?
Mate, chat, I mean, groups. Nothing.
Good.
I like...
What did you mention?
I'll DM
even
people
DMs
like...
are stupid.
Sometimes I want to ask someone something, especially for my show, or I want to know this and that, and I'll DM someone direct, and then you just get it back. Sometimes there's some things you can't say publicly.
Yeah, that's okay, but people that are in their DMs all day, it's like, come on, sure, you've got better stuff to do.
I don't have anything better to do, Frank. I got nothing. No, that's true. And I do appreciate trolls. Like, a lot of people hate trolls, but I think they're funny. Personally, I'm not a big troll. Like, I'm a more of a direct smartass. I don't do anything behind your back or whatever. Maybe that's a cultural thing. But I can appreciate funny troll moments, you know, even though I wouldn't do it myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where do you stand on Barry Ribs? Is he funny because he's annoying, or is he just annoying?
He's just annoying. Look,
I agree. I think
he's got this inflated sense of self. It's like, mate,
well, that's
just
the joke.
Wind it back a bit. Like,
that's the joke.
But does he think it's a joke? Like, I honestly think that he thinks he is that important.
No, he's got to be in on it.
I don't know, but he grinds every show to a halt, so...
Well, it was funny when he come on, say, Kumia, and they'd just trash him the whole time. And that was funny. But sometimes he'll do it when they don't need it and they're in a good flow and he just wrecks it.
Exactly, from the couch.
Exactly. So that's a problem. But that's more, I guess, lack of leadership or production in the booth when they could say, mate, no, look, not today. That's where I get confused about how compounds run.
Well, he's got nowhere else to go, though, Barry.
I don't care. I'm not a fucking social worker, Frank. Fuck him.
Well, you probably go, I don't know, they probably get free soft drinks or something, so...
Oh, he's always eating there. Maybe they're too kind. What do you think is going to happen when Kumi moves down to South Carolina, wherever it is? What's going to happen? What's your future for Compound? Do you think they'll maintain a studio in New York for a period?
Oh, I don't know much. Yeah, obviously for appearances, they'll keep it for a little while, but I can't see it continue. I think someone was saying, I don't know, there's some other net worth that they might merge with.
I don't know, yeah.
But surely Anthony will just set up a studio. Well, he will, in South Carolina.
You think from his home.
And if he wants to come up to New York, there's plenty of studios he could use.
Yeah,
but there's plenty of studios he could use. So why would you bother?
I wouldn't.
And you wouldn't have to pay that fat fuck E-Rock or...
No, I agree. Yeah. Do you still watch the Ski Mask show? Do you still watch that?
Yeah. Well, I don't watch it. Watching podcasts is, you've got too much time on your hands.
Which but I listen, do.
That, you do need to get a job.
I've been thinking about it.
I think you do. I think you do. You really do.
I've started reading books and shit. Just,
oh, God. Anyway. Yeah, and I like the Ski Mask boys. Shout out to them. Ski Mask host, Stancil.
I love Jimmy Stancil. Yeah,
he's fellas, a great man. Aunt Mead.
Do you think like Kevin was bloke. Really mad
a good party.
At Jim Stancil? Or was it just a bit?
Nah. Just a bit.
I
reckon there was maybe like a moment of hatred.
But who can hate Jim? Hate Jim Stancil. If you hate Jim Stancil, exactly. You hate America.
So is it true? Look, is he actually unemployed now?
I don't know.
That's been the insinuation.
I don't know. I'll have to ask him.
And who I do like from Ski Mask, who's not on anymore, Paul Fenz. Shout out to Fenzie. He was the bloke with the thick moustache.
Yeah, I know Fenz real well. He's a good man. He had his own podcast for a time.
Yeah, but he used to do this hilarious vetting of the guests to see if they were a pedophile or not.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you like video games or... But, yeah.
Well, that is suspicious.
Ski Mask guys are good. Yeah, I like Brian McCarthy.
Do you watch Bob Levy's show?
Nah.
I like
Bob. Don't have time for that.
Bob's a great man.
I like Bob, but I've got a pretty tight rotation on the podcast, so...
And I just watched the new Men Are Talking podcast with Anthony Zenhauser and had Pat Dixon was his first guest and it was with that Richard Kish guy off Twitter. And I liked it. I think the show's
good. Oh, yeah. He seems like a good bloke. That's Kish, Kish, Kish.
Any, you know, me, I mean, any show shitting on women, I'm going to have a laugh at. It's essentially absolutely. The premise is that they're trying to teach women why they're annoying and about the world. But I thought it was good. So give it a try if you're bored.
Do you reckon there's a parallel there between shitting on women and shitting on Gino?
Yes. Well, he's a very...
I feel like it's very transferable.
He's a very feminine man. But again, I give Italians a pass because I don't understand their culture. But they have the white pants and the flamboyant. They love to dance. I don't know. I don't understand it at all. So I'm just out of my depth. I don't understand what's effeminate, what's culture. It's too much. What's your Chrissy Mayer policy?
Ugh. Not a fan.
I think she can be funny.
She's just a sellout.
No, she can be funny. Yeah, but... She's a good guest. I don't know what's the wet spot. I don't want to hear anything about whores talking. I'm not interested. Like, porn's porn. Leave it at that. I don't want to hear anything about them. But So there's too much of that.
100%. But I just don't like this. And people go on about it like, well, why wouldn't you self-promote? But it just, I just don't think she's like genuine. She's just, her and Frank have created a persona for her that they're pushing, trying to get her famous. It's not really working. But
everyone does that. That's the grift of comedy. They all do that. Men do it.
Well, I don't know. I feel like people get there organically, where they're actually just funny.
I don't know, people pick them up. I think you've got to give it a good big crack. And I respect that.
What do you reckon with Tim Dillon? Do you reckon he's done that? Or do you reckon he's just funny?
Both. He's funnier. He's naturally funnier, I think.
Okay.
But so, I think men are funnier than women.
Content house, were you?
No.
Are you a fan of the content house?
That's too much for me. That's Big Brother, isn't it?
Well, that was a fucking abortion.
What do you think of the fans?
Ironically, illegal.
Is it? I don't know. I don't care about laws. But what do you think about the fans? Like, he's, I don't know, probably Stancil's not really a fan anymore. He's more of a personality in our world. But like the Marshall and Lindsay, does it become a problem when the fans go on these things? Or do you think it's just interesting? Or because they've drawn a lot of hate.
It's absolutely a problem. Oh, I hate that guy. And actually, I feel bad because I've got a bit hard on his girlfriend, but she actually seems pretty reasonable.
I think she's lovely.
So I feel a bit bad. Yeah, I actually think she is, but her boyfriend, that guy just seems like a douchebag.
Well, I honestly don't have a problem with him. I'm concerned about these pinhead allegations and they need to be addressed. But, I mean, why does he annoy you?
I don't know.
It's his beard. Is it like the beard?
Him. All the bright blue eyes. I don't know.
I think if you live in New York and you go to all these shows and you get to know these people, why wouldn't you enjoy it? Why wouldn't you have fun? If you're using it to sort of try and become a personality and try and be famous without doing the work, then that's a bit annoying. But I don't think that's what they're doing. But I don't know. I think that's where the line is. Do you remember that?
Do you have any plans to go?
Remember that Teddy mushroom delivery guy?
No.
He used to go on In Hot Water. He used to annoy the fucking shit out of me. I used to hate him. And they encouraged him and they loved him. And then they turn on him for being annoying. But he was always annoying. It's like that Michael Gavin Muhammad Ali guy that everyone turned on eventually. He was always annoying on shows.
I love how one time Chrissy fucking called him out hardcore because he used being on her show as a credit. And then just recently her and Frank had got him to go after Chad.
Oh, really?
Like, oh, fuck. Yeah. It's like, come on.
That's the trouble. I think with Compound, they're very close to their fans and they can use their fans and turn on their fans and it gets a bit incestuous, doesn't it? But maybe it's all content, as they say. It's all content. All right, before we go, because I don't like a long show, I get in trouble. Do you have any current Twitter beefs?
Aaron. There was one person that just annoyed the shit out of me, so I just blocked them and Twitter experience is Joe Exotic.
I love Joe Exotic.
Just
how dare you?
Not for me.
Oh,
not for me. And half his tweets were fucking dumb Canadian French bullshit politics stuff that I didn't care about or know anything about. So
I don't look at anyone's political stuff because I'm not that interested. I'm not a very because Australians aren't very political people, really.
Generally, we don't really talk about it at the pub or anything.
No, never. I've never talked about it, and I don't care. And, you know, I'm.
No one asks who you voted for.
I'd probably be more right leaning, but I'm probably also more libertarian as well. But like, I don't think any of the parties represent me or my beliefs, and they never will. So, and it's all corrupt. So who gives a fuck?
Exactly, and you'll hate me because I just vote for the Greens. So.
Oh,
not from the environment. That's more from the libertarian aspect rather than
and the pro
saving the environment,
pro pedophilia, pro. Ah, fuck the Greens. If you lived in the country, you'd hate the Greens because they restrict burning off. They try and bring in all these rules, and that contributed to my whole fucking town nearly burning down. You know, because we've always, I grew up on a farm, we'd burn off every year. You just do it yourself. Yeah. And then they banned it all. And you got to get the permits through the government. And then everything gets overgrown.
Yeah, I don't like that part of it.
That's the fucking Greens.
It's more the social libertarianism, you know, of fucking off drug dogs and decriminalizing stuff and less intervention from government. And
I got no problem with that. But that's not what they actually do, though. They are very big government. They're fucking socialists.
Mm. Whatever. It's all bullshit.
Fuck you. Yeah, you've destroyed my town. Fair enough. The only one I've
got is
some bunny because of the gifts. I couldn't handle the gifts. Too many gifts. Too annoying. Not smart. Look, not funny.
I had to put Becky and Christina into timeout and block them because it was just too much. Just too much. Just the constant posting. So, but they're unblocked now. Yeah, I just needed a break.
You just needed a little time out, mate.
Yeah. And I'd like to give a shout out to my friend, Dominic Sin.
He's another great Canadian.
Yeah, we didn't always get along. And we've got differing views on Mr. Brian P. McCarthy, but I think we've set those aside. And yeah.
But
he's a good bloke. He had a good episode.
I don't need to agree with everything that other people do or say, you know, like Dominic has very strong views and that's fine, but he's a good guy and he's a funny guy. That's all that matters. You're a socialist.
Yeah, we buried the hatchet.
But, it is what it is.
That's true. I'm just an inner city hippie.
You're a Chardonnay leftist.
I've got a bloody Victoria Bitter in front of me right now.
Well, that's embarrassing. That's a shit beer. It's a pretty shit beer.
What would you drink? Do you drink new or something?
Carlton Draft.
Oh, yeah. I like Carlton Draft out of the tap. Not
beautiful.
Out of the
tap. Out of the tap, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It's what I drink out of the tap.
Right, so back the fuck off.
All right. But VB out of a can, the green grenades, mate, they're all right in my book.
If you're camping and you got nothing else, that's what you got to do. What does Thanksgiving mean to you?
Very little, although I do love turkey. So...
Turkey. It's a bland
the
shit.
The darker the meat, the better. No, you just got to cook it properly. Brine it at least overnight, maybe longer. That way it stays moist while you cook it. And then you just got a fuckload of big meat, some cranberry sauce. Beautiful. I don't know what Thanksgiving's about.
Or just cook lamb instead. Roast lamb. What?
Mm.
That's a better
roast
meat.
Roast lamb, very good.
I think Thanksgiving was that the early settlers, the pilgrims, which were some sort of religious zealot fuckwits, were starving, and then the Indians gave them corn and turkeys or something. I don't know. Right. That's all. Is that it?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. I'm not American. Well, we might get an American next week to explain it.
Yeah, I've got my dog next to me, and she's sound asleep. She's twitching and asleep, but you know she is actually part dingo.
How much?
I don't know. I haven't got it tested, but...
Like a red healer's pretty much... Red healers are pretty close to dingoes.
Yeah, well, she came from like an Aboriginal community, so her dad was a dingo because we knew the dad.
Can she throw a boomerang?
No, she cannot.
Well, that's a badly trained dog. I don't have dogs inside, Frank. You know that. You're a inner city type.
She's on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
You grow up on a farm, you wouldn't
What
have
can
your
you
dog.
do?
Yeah, all right. Well, they have fucking dog kennels.
No,
They're
right.
outside. Their
Yeah,
job
but
is
they're also
to
working dogs.
make sure no scumbag tries to break into your house. And they do that outside. They're the first line of defense. They do their fucking job. They're a dog.
Yeah. Then I don't know. Well, I'm perfectly happy. But yeah, they do the first line of defense. But if they're in your house, once they get to your house, they're going to hear a dog going mental and not break in.
Yeah, but they hear it. Mate, my dog, God rest his soul, he would jump at the fence snarling and no one would come near my house. Like he would be jumping up, wanting to kill you. But he was actually a big pussycat. But everyone was terrified of him. He's a perfect dog.
Yeah, my dog's mostly like that. She's only bit a few people, and they all deserved it. So,
Does she have a nipper trying to hurt you?
yeah. Well, that's all she's done. The three people she's bitten, she nipped them all on the
On the
heels.
heel. They can't help it.
Yeah, and they all may have been with a slightly darker complexion,
Yeah, that's
but
funny, isn't it? Because that
she's
does
got good
happen.
sense.
I was whippersnipping my neighbor's
She
lawn and her dog kept trying to bite the whippersnipper. And then I tried to kick it away just
Oh.
gently and it fucking bit me on the leg. So I whippersnipped the prick on the face and he backed off. Like a cheeky fuckwit. And then when.
The three people she's bitten, it was two drug dealers and a priest.
What sort of priest? Like a Catholic priest?
I don't know. He was some huge Maori bloke that was painting my house that also happened to be a priest.
Well, that's odd.
Yeah. Anyway, well, being a priest is maybe not a full-time job, depending on how many children you're molesting.
Yeah, I don't think we should tar them all the same. I'd just say that 90% of priests are pedophiles.
I think that's a good estimate.
Yeah, so I don't want to be too hard on the priest industry.
Do you think we have any priest listeners?
I think we've got several. There's that guy. Nah, probably not. I don't really have any listeners.
No,
It's more for shits and giggles. All right, mate. Well, I'm done. I've finished all my questions. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
This has been a pleasure. I know it's been a long time in the making, but I've certainly enjoyed myself.
I really want to get an Australian on. There's not enough Australians on podcasts. And I'm glad that you're a real Australian, even though you're a city effeminate type. You're close enough. So thanks again, mate.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anytime, Brown Snake.
All right, mate. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
All right. See you, mate.
Bye.
I'm like, that's what the world needs, another podcast.
That's right. From two comedians.
Yeah, my mom has a fucking podcast.